Just a month after the West Australian coroner handed down a damning report into Indigenous suicides in the Kimberley, there's concern it'll simply lead to more talk and little action. This week, the Federal Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt announced up to $500,000 for 4 Kimberley communities to implement suicide prevention plans. He says they're using the money to map services in their areas. But a prominent Indigenous psychologist argues multiple coroner's reports have already identified service gaps, and it's time to act. From Broome, Matt Bamford has this report.
It's lunchtime in Broome, and politicians of various stripes are meeting community stakeholders to discuss suicide prevention. They hold these so-called roundtables semi-regularly. But this is the first time the group's met since the WA coroner Ros Fogliani released her report into the deaths of 13 young people from the Kimberley. The report recommended screening for babies for cognitive impairments caused by pregnant mothers drinking alcohol, 24-hour access to psychiatrists and tighter alcohol restrictions.
I guess, you know, we've had so much reports come through and so much recommendations come out of it. The young people are at the stage where they want to see action.
That's Broome youth worker Bianca Graham. She fears the cycle of youth suicide in the Kimberley will continue if nothing changes.
Unless we see action, we will be going through another report 5 years from now.
The Federal Indigenous Health Minister, Ken Wyatt, has come armed with announcements, including up to $130,000 for the community of Balgo and the towns of Halls Creek, Kununurra and Wyndham to implement suicide prevention plans.
For communities to map the services that are being delivered, but also the services that they need.
Does the government not already know where those services are needed? We've had the coroner's report, we've had 40 other reports into this issue.
Well, this funding will go to a number of communities. We've already, at the local level, the community have developed maps. They've developed them themselves to understand what agencies exist in their town, and on that basis, they're pulling them together and having discussions around how do you better coordinate services.
Indigenous psychologist Tracy Westerman, a Nama woman from WA's Pilbara, was the 2018 West Australian of the Year. She's trained more than 25,000 people in culturally appropriate approaches to Indigenous suicide. And she says it's obvious where the gaps in service delivery in the Kimberley are.
We've had a number of coroner's reports that have actually pointed to the absence of specialist services in those remote communities. My concern, I guess, is that whether that money's being dedicated to doing more of the same.
In his official media statement, the Federal Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt said some of the $500,000 he announced this week would go towards camps for high-risk groups. The camps are designed to offer healing and support close engagement with elders.
Matt Bamford reporting.